720-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. 31 degrees, a wind chill of 23 degrees out there, and it is time for the KVOE Primetime Newsmaker on a Friday, and we're very pleased to be joined via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia Symphony Orchestra Director Ramiro Miranda. Ramiro, good morning. How are you?
Hello. Thanks for having me.
How's things going so far today?
Oh, they're going great. They're going great as always. It's really, really nice. We're getting ready for our ESO concert, and it's just very excited, very excited.
Well, you should be, because you have the big concert. What is it, Monday night?
Yes, this is on Monday night, which, by the way, just to our listeners out there, we usually have concerts on Tuesday, but, scheduling was atypical. Let's just put it that way. So our concert now is on Monday. This is November 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at Albert Taylor Hall.
All right, the Symphony Orchestra, Emporia Symphony Orchestra, back together in big numbers once again. And what will be the theme of the show coming up on Monday, Ramiro?
All right, so this concert, the name, the title of the concert is Symphonic Kaleidoscope. That's one of our kind of our regular titles. We use it on our season often. And this time, what we did is we have four pieces of different composers that we kind of stitched together to make a symphony. You know, usually most symphonies are, one composer only, right? But this is, we picked and choose from different composers, and we can even call it a Franken symphony or Frankenstein symphony. our poster reflects that. It's like different slices of we made a portrait out of the faces of different composers. We're performing, to start the evening, we are performing Schubert's Entr'acte number 3 from his famous ballet Rosamund. And then the four composers that comprise our Franken symphony, let's call it, are Beethoven, Mahler, Robert Schumann, and Dvorak. So we are kind of picking some of their best music, and I think it's going to be really exciting. We are the orchestra is super excited because all of these pieces are well known. So sometimes you have a symphony and one or two pieces, but these are like some of the best known movements from this composer. So it's really fun.
So you're playing the hits, basically, the symphonic hits.
Basically, yeah, that's it. You got it.
You have so much at your disposal here. What plays? I think I've asked you this in prior interviews, but what prompts you to lean towards certain composers with concerts like this? What type of threads do you want to put together?
Well, you guys know, we have we're very fortunate. How our orchestra is put together. We do have our ESU students, and then we have community members, and we have faculty. So I have a large and a big palette of skills that I can work with. So when I'm looking for programming, I'm always mindful of that. It's like I think, I can maybe highlight this section or this teacher, or my students will do a great job on this piece. So that's one part of it. But then in terms of the composers itself, these composers for this concert are the tried and true, right? They're like the they've been known, you know, and they have their repertoire is so well established that you can't go wrong with them. You know, let's put it that way. And then, of course, I also do it in other concerts. We do highlight less, you know, known composers. We always want to do a balanced diet of music, right? We want to make sure that we put out there the like you said, the hits, and then also like there's some hidden gems out there that, you know, we for whatever reason are not that well known. And so our next concert, we will talk about some other time, but our next concert will be a lot of hidden gems and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ramiro Miranda, Emporia Symphony Orchestra director, symphony concert coming up, Albert Taylor Hall, this Monday night at 7:30. What's the admission, Ramiro?
It's general admission $5, senior and students $4, and children 12 and under free.
Outstanding. Well, Maria Romero, thanks so much for joining us here today. I hope you have a great turnout, and we know the music's going to be phenomenal. So really appreciate your
time. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your support, as always.
Yeah, Romero, thanks. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and speaking of the Emporia State Music Department, don't forget you'll see a lot of hustling and bustling on campus
tomorrow,
as they have high school students from all across the state that will be there for their Honors Band Day that culminates with an Honors Band concert at 4 p.m. tomorrow afternoon at Albert Taylor Hall.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Want to let you know here, too, that Monday's Newsmaker segment, as we look ahead to the Thanksgiving week, we'll talk about Thanksgiving activities with Emporia Church of Christ Pastor Neil Taylor, which means we're going to preview the annual community Thanksgiving meal and some of those adjustments that will be taking place here next Thursday.
And our Newsmaker segment brought to you this morning by our good friends at the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. 7:36, sunshine, 30 degrees. Good morning.
Scott and the crew at Scott's Lawn and Landscaping want to thank their loyal customers for the opportunity to